How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
There's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they all love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos, and this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, terrific Sports Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet. With Nick Kostos back in the saddle after 6 days off on Westwood One Sports. As we bring you, I would say the fastest and also the snowiest, because there's a lot of snow outside right now here in New York City, the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Tuesday morning, the world of sports is buzzing. And we're going to get to all the big stories, including why the New England Patriots and the Buffalo Bills, they need to be on the phone. Not 5 minutes from now. Not 5 seconds from now, but right now, with the Philadelphia Eagles about wide receiver A.J. Brown. If you didn't hear or see what Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni said yesterday in Indianapolis at the scouting combine about A.J. Brown, wait until you hear what I'm going to lay on you later this hour and what I think the Eagles need to do with their mercurial star receiver, A.J. Brown. Just on the word mercurial very quickly. This is one of those words where in sports fans will only ever use the word mercurial preceding like a brooding star player, specifically a wide receiver. Like, you're a big sports fan, right? You, the person watching, you, the person listening. When would you ever say the word mercurial unless it was like describing A.J. Brown or like the mercurial John Morant? I guess he's maybe something other than mercurial. But A.J. Brown, I would say mercurial. We'll talk about A.J. Brown a little later in the show. We'll talk about another star receiver in the NFC East. I'm going to tell all of you, our listeners and viewers, what I would do with George Pickens if I were Jerry Jones. Scary thought. If I were Stephen Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. And I am pretty sure that my answer to that question and my thought will surprise you. Our bets for tonight will close the show as per usual, and we got a banger in the NBA to discuss with my Knicks at the Cleveland Cavaliers, where if the Knicks win, they clinch the head-to-head tiebreaker over Cleveland, which I think is going to matter as it concerns playoff seeding in the NBA's Eastern Conference. Got some great games tonight in college hoops, full slate in the NBA. Our bets for tonight will close the show. Three tremendous guests join us today on You Better You Bet. ESPN college basketball analyst, the legendary Seth Greenberg, coming up at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm going to ask Seth, among other things, what the hell's going on in the Big 12, where Team A beats Team B, Team B beats Team C, Team C beats Team A, Team X beats all of them and then loses to Team Z. We will get to everything in college hoops with Seth Greenberg. How about friend of the show? Best friend of the show? my favorite person on the planet? Eddie Olczyk joins us today on You Better You Bet. He's back in the States from Milan, obviously called USA's gold medal win on Sunday against Canada. Eddie Olczyk will join us in the final hour of the show to talk what we saw on Sunday with USA beating Canada, tremendous sporting event, and to preview the rest of the NHL season. And then, my good friend, Brian Geltzeiler of SiriusXM NBA Radio. And if you have never heard Brian Geltzeiler before, you are in for a treat. My man is informative. My man is entertaining, knows the NBA inside and out. Brian Geltzeiler will join us in the final hour of the show. The phone number to chime in, 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. And shout out to everybody watching on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheKostos. And just quickly, before we start with the Pistons-Spurs game from last night, to everybody on YouTube, to everybody who's been tweeting, all the Instagram messages that I've been getting, Instagram.com/@TheKostos. Hit me up there, @THEKOSTOS, posting tons of content on Instagram. People wondering, man, how the hell do you not get into the office yesterday? Where is Nick? Why is Nick not doing the show? We'll do this in longer form later. We'll bring the crew on. We'll all talk about our experience with the blizzard of 26. I'll just say this to everybody. First off, like, there's a travel ban, and not like Donald Trump-style travel ban. Like, this was the Zoran Mamdani travel ban in New York City. No cars on the road from Sunday night, 9 p.m., to yesterday at noon. The show starts at 9 a.m. Ergo, I can't be on the road. Do I care enough to sleep at the office? No. Not outside of football season. That ain't happening. Not when I have a young child who's not feeling great. Here's what I'll say to everybody. When I opened the front door of my house and went yesterday to go start shoveling, I will never claim to be Shaquille O'Neal in terms of height, in terms of stature. The snow was up to my nether regions. Literally. Not figuratively. Literally. I've lived in the Northeast almost my entire life, 40 of my almost 43 years on this planet. The most snow I have ever seen by like orders of magnitude. An insane blizzard. And let me just say this to anyone that's like, oh, Nick, you took the day off or whatever. I had to be on dad duty yesterday all day. I would have rather been here. Now, I love my daughter, but you ask me, what's more stressful? Doing a three-hour sports radio show where, like, I love this stuff, or watching an almost two-year-old whose new favorite word is no? I would have rather been here. And with that, we officially, I mean, it's the only word she says now. And the answer, and it's no to like things that it should be yes. Like, honey, do you want to go outside and see the snow? Yes. Okay, we're going to put your hat on because, you know, it's 10 degrees. No. No. Just no. It doesn't matter what the question is. The answer is no. Honey, would you like to eat this like delicious chicken tender? No. Would you like to put your gloves on so you don't get frostbite? No. Like, should daddy walk in front of this truck? The answer to that one might be yes. More dad observations coming up later. But now let's get into the sports from what we saw last night. That is where we will begin the terrific Sports Tuesday with the best sporting event on Monday night. And no, that was not Kansas absolutely pasting Houston as the Big 12 is just crazy at the Fog. We'll get to that game next hour on the show. Now, the game of the night last night in sports, Spurs at the Pistons. San Antonio wins 114-103. And what's funny, just as if you're a big sports fan, you'll understand this reference that I'm about to make. So I'm watching the game last night on Peacock. I thought they did a really nice job with the broadcast. I'm loving a lot of these game broadcasts on streaming, just in general, not just NBA. But I'm kind of really enjoying the streaming era. Maybe that makes me different than a lot of people. I'm enjoying it. So the third quarter ends, and the score is Spurs 83, Pistons 75. And it strikes me in that moment that when these two teams played for the 2005 NBA title, when the Pistons are trying to go back to back, 83-75 was like the median final score of all those games. No scoring in those NBA finals. I actually went and looked. Here are the final scores from the seven games in the 2005 NBA finals, Detroit and San Antonio. 84-69, 97-76, 96-79, 102-71. I mean, 102 points, like 140 today. 102 back in 2005. 96-95 in Game 5, which is the San Antonio, Detroit somehow leaves Robert Horry wide open to take a three-pointer to win the game in overtime. Like, the one guy you can't leave open is Big Shot Bob. Spurs win that game 96-95, 95-86, and then the Spurs win Game 7, 81-74, to deny Detroit going back-to-back. So I just thought, 83-75, that was the end of the third quarter last night, as thankfully, basketball actually moving into the 21st century with more scoring since those days of the second Bad Boy Pistons incarnation in 2005. So with the loss, the Pistons dropped to 42-14, still unbelievable, obviously, still five games clear of the one seed in the Eastern Conference ahead of the two seed, the Boston Celtics. In San Antonio now, 41-16. 41-16. 2.5 games back of Oklahoma City, who's obviously a team nursing a ton of injuries, SGA, J-Dub, and others. 2.5 games back of Oklahoma City for the one seed in the Western Conference. And I keep thinking about our friend Jay Croucher on the show last week, NBC Sports betting analyst, telling all of us Mitch Johnson, San Antonio's coach, should be the look, coach of the year, at a double-digit price. And this game last night, it was tremendous. And if you watched it, and I hope you did, you know that that's true. Victor Wembanyama, 21 points, 17 boards, and 6 blocks. And he's 4 blocks away from completing what I call the Joel Embiid quadruple-double, which would have been points, rebounds, blocks, and falling on his ass to the court. I think Victor Wembanyama hit the deck like 17 times last night. He's got that Embiid in him, where all of a sudden you look up and Wemby's just like on his back on the court. How did that happen? Well, the Pistons happened. Detroit is what happened. And Wembanyama, some of these blocks, he's like Mr. Fantastic. With a, just like the stretch of the Plastic Man. How in the hell does he have some of these block shots? He's absolutely unbelievable. And Wemby, after the game last night, said this. We, meaning the Spurs, confirmed progression and confirmed potential. And that quote makes me angry. Because you shouldn't get to be as young as he is, as tall as he is, as talented as he is, and as rich as he is, and also be like a Mensa candidate. Is he just like the smartest superstar in the history of the NBA? Quotes, we confirmed progression and confirmed potential. Like, who is he, Keats? Like, what is this, Oscar Wilde with these quotes from Victor Wembanyama? Absolutely unbelievable. And with Wemby, I mentioned he hits the deck 15 times in the game last night or more. It's because he's playing the Pistons. And like we see in every Pistons game, there are fireworks. We saw in the second quarter of this game, and if you haven't seen it, it'll be easy to find. Go on social media, just search it. Cade Cunningham, like, runs through Stephon Castle like this is Kobe Bryant to Pau Gasol at the start of the Olympics. Just like, I'm just going to run through this guy and push him down. And of course, here's Keldon Johnson, and here's Jalen Duren getting in Keldon Johnson's face. And I'll tell you, you always need, like, especially if you're like a young guy like I used to be, going out to the bars in New York City, wherever you live, wherever you're from, you always need a Jalen Duren on your side. A Keldon Johnson on your side, where someone's getting in your face, and for me, here's my much bigger friend stepping up to defend me. So I appreciate that from Duren and from Keldon Johnson. So this was like, the Pistons wanted to take this game and drag it into the mud. And they wanted to bully the San Antonio Spurs in this game. And in the second half, the San Antonio Spurs bullied the Bullies. In super-duper impressive fashion. San Antonio's defense took center stage. Not just Victor Wembanyama's blocks. Stephon Castle was a menace defensively. I thought Dylan Harper was a menace defensively. And San Antonio got great performances from a bunch of its role players. Devin Vassell, who I think the referee in a funny moment last night on the, over the loudspeaker on a review called him Devin Vassell. Like, okay. Good to know that you can't pronounce some of the key players on the other team. Anyway, Devin Vassell can't miss. You know, Keldon Johnson's making big shots for San Antonio. It wasn't just the big ones. Harrison Barnes has kind of been like an afterthought for San Antonio, drilling an important corner three. And the Spurs are able to take control of the game, and they would not relinquish that control. And one of the reasons why the Spurs didn't relinquish control of the game, in addition to what they did, was what Detroit did not do. And this is the bugaboo for Detroit, and we'll talk more about this in a few moments, where, you know, outside of Cade Cunningham and Jalen Duren, are you going to get a lot from the other players on the Pistons offensively? And when you have a game where Cade Cunningham couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, which is not going to happen that often, like Cade was brutal in last night's game shooting the basketball, the Pistons are just drawing dead against really good teams. Like, you can maybe win a game like that if you're Detroit against a middling team in the NBA, against a tanking team. You're never beating San Antonio if Cade Cunningham's going 5 for 25 from the field and can't make a shot from three. It's just never going to happen. So in the waning moments of this game, an awesome basketball game, a thoroughly entertaining game between two teams that fancy themselves to be NBA Finals contenders, I actually disappointed myself with what my opinion was on the game in the closing moments. And I actually messaged a bunch of friends of mine in the media and otherwise, like big basketball fans. Like, do you think I'm crazy that this is my opinion? Like, am I wrong for feeling this way about a great basketball game? And I'll tell you how I felt and why it was a little disappointing to me in a second. And almost everybody said, not only are you not crazy, but I agree with you, and it doesn't mean that we're going to be right. The feeling that I had in the waning moments of this game, San Antonio 114, Detroit 103, with two teams and our show sponsor BetMGM that are towards the top of the board to win the NBA championship, San Antonio at 10-1, Detroit at 12-1, I don't think either team is going to sniff an NBA championship this season. Now, you might hear that, watch me say it, and think that I am a hater. And I assure you that I am not. If I felt like the Spurs were going to win, I would say it. If I felt like the Pistons were going to win, I would say it. I don't think either team will even make the finals, much less win it. I'll give you some quick thoughts why. As for the Pistons, what they've been able to accomplish this regular season has been amazing. And, like, unless, like, Cade Cunningham plans a trip to, like, Puerto Vallarta right now, the Pistons are going to be the one seed in the Eastern Conference, and the Pistons will have home court advantage in the Eastern Conference in the NBA playoffs. So they're any Game 7 in the East, they're going to host that game. That game's going to be played in Detroit. The problem with Detroit, though, and I think it's a pretty easy one to identify, how are they scoring enough to win three rounds in the Eastern Conference playoffs? How's it happening? Great. Here's Cade Cunningham, and Cade's awesome. There's no doubt about it. But when teams key in and say, we're not going to let him beat us. Okay, like Jalen Duren's really good too. Duren's not an outside shooter. Big man, right? Do you trust the Duncan Robinsons of the world? Like Duncan's toy chest. Do you trust Duncan Robinson? Do you trust Caris LeVert? Is Detroit going to be able to score, not to win one or two rounds, but to win three or four rounds to win an NBA championship? I think the answer is no. And when it gets to crunch time of these games late, I mean, Detroit, if you stop Cade Cunningham, they're going to have less luck scoring than me at the bar in 2004 when I had a ponytail. It was not a great stretch for your boy back in 2004. I don't think it's going to go well. So yeah, Detroit's great. And Detroit could win the NBA championship next year. I'm not saying they can never win. I'm saying this year, I don't think the construction of this team allows them to win a championship. They can be the one seed. They could get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Win the East? Win a championship? I say no to the Detroit Pistons. Now, as far as the Spurs go, and I will acknowledge that if I'm wrong about one of these two teams, I think it would be San Antonio, where I think the Spurs have a better chance of winning it all than Detroit, even though the Spurs play in the West and would presumably have to go through OKC and maybe have to go through the Denver Nuggets. The Spurs part of this is just as easy to diagnose as the Pistons part. Detroit has scoring issues. San Antonio has no experience. Like, at least Detroit has the first round loss to the Knicks last year in a really hotly contested series. Like, they've bled a little bit as far as the postseason is concerned. Like, for San Antonio, great. Like, De'Aaron Fox went to a Game 7 at home and they got blitzed by the Warriors in what was maybe the greatest betting opportunity ever. Golden State in that Game 7 on the road at the Light the Beam Kings a couple years ago. And yes, Harrison Barnes has playoff experience, but he's not a huge factor in this rotation for the Spurs. And I can think back to the last team that won a championship, and you can look at the Thunder last year, but they lost the cup 2 years ago to Dallas. The 2015 Warriors, the last team that won a title that I felt like was inexperienced, and they were a great team, and Steph won MVP that year in 15. If Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love both don't get hurt, the Cavs are up 2-1 in that series, and I think LeBron and the Cavs win that series. Like, I think the Warriors got lucky in 15, not in the others, and you can argue they were unlucky in 16, blowing the 3-1 lead to the Cavs with the Draymond suspension and going on from there. So, yeah, like, the seas could part for San Antonio. Wemby's a top-5 player in the league. Mitch Johnson seems to be a great coach. Castle and Harper are awesome. They've got really good role players. It could happen. It just feels unlikely that they can win 4 series this year without having won 1 in the past. So while last night's game, for me, did evoke memories of the 2005 NBA Finals with the Spurs and the Pistons, I don't think we see either team get to the finals here in 2026. Agree or disagree with my thought on Detroit and San Antonio? Chime in on YouTube, youtube.com/@thecostos. You can tweet me at thecostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, and the phone number, 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. On the other side, how great is this? Tonight, you know, Tuesday, we've got another 5-star banger in the NBA as the Knicks visit the Cavs in Cleveland. I'll give you my opinion on that game and a thought on NBA Most Valuable Player as well. We're just getting started on a Tuesday. You better you bet, Westwood One Sports with me, Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM.
Hill has been added to the free agent pool. If the future Hall of Famer is recovered from his injury, could his game-changing speed return to Kansas City? Or will the cheetah roam in a new domain? Talking all things NFL free agency, Westwood One Sports.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus an extra $100 off all mattresses. End Saturday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Doug. There's nowhere I wouldn't go to help someone customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, even if it means sitting front row at a comedy show.
Hey, everyone, check out this guy and his bird. What is this, your first date?
Oh, no. We help people customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual together. We're married. Me to a human, him to a bird.
Yeah, the bird looks out of your league anyways.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert instant loans are issued by Finwise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money.
Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses. Or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code PLAN to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code PLAN to borrow up to $10,000. Use code PLAN.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.